paper towels?
You mean the thing we went to the store for? Nope.
Hey, I got you a present!
Oh, my goodness, where did you hide it?
I got it for your wedding, and I ordered it weeks ago, and it finally got here!
Thieves, you didn't have to get us anything for our wedding. You already did
something. I love it! It's you! Open it! I didn't know where to put it, so I just left it here for now.
Oh, well, maybe we can put it in the guest bedroom.
Yeah, okay. I kind of like it here.
But do you really like it?
Oh, are you kidding? I practically spent my entire childhood at the arcade. This is my... Oh, my goodness, this is my second favorite game.
Oh, really? What was your first?
Well, I don't really remember the name of it.
Well, what did it do?
Well, you put a quarter in and, you know, pull some handles and you win like a candy bar or something.
A vending machine?
Don't feel bad for me. I won every time.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job shows you broke. Your love might be all right. Like you're always stuck in second gear. In your day, week, month, in your year, but I'll be there for you.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys are here. I've been dying to tell someone what happened at the paleontology department today.
Do you think he saw us, or can we still slip out?
Professor Newman, the head of the department, is retiring, so...
He makes you head of the department?
No, I get to teach one of his advanced classes. Why didn't I get head of the department?
Wait, you've always wanted to teach an advanced class.
No, I know. It's really exciting. I mean, this is the break I've been waiting for. I'm not sure a court-ordered detox program was the break Professor Newman was waiting for. But
hey, listen, I got a big date coming up. Do you have a good restaurant?
Paul's Cafe. It's got great food, and it's really romantic.
Ooh, great, thanks. Yeah.
Oh, and then afterwards you could take her to the Four Seasons for drinks. Or you go downtown and listen to some jazz. Mm. Or dancing. Oh, take her dancing.
I'm sure our name in a lot of ways to postpone sex, I tell you.
Oh, I miss dating. Getting all dressed up, going to a fancy restaurant. I'm not going to be able to do that for so long. And it's so much fun. I mean, not that sitting at home worrying about giving birth to a 16-pound baby is not fun.
Hey, you know what? Why don't I take you out?
What? Joey, you don't want to go on a date with a pregnant lady.
Yes, I do. And we're going to go out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to take your mind off of childbirth and C-sections and giant baby heads stretching out.
Okay, I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
It'll be fun.
All right? No. Yes! Oh, would you look at that, Monica? I just knocked off all your top scores. How sad. Okay, I'm next. Don't start another game. I said I was next. Phoebe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over all the winning.
Chandler, Phoebe's hogging the game.
Who cares? It's a stupid game.
Oh, you only think it's stupid because you suck at it.
I don't suck. It sucks. You suck.
Wait, okay, if this game is going to cause problems between the two of you, then maybe I should just keep it.
No, I love it. It is a great present. But, yeah, in fact, why don't you go home and wait for the thank you card?
Why do you want to play this game so badly?
Yeah, it's not like it's picked out a Clark bar after every game.
Okay, maybe that's it. Come on, get out of the chair. Come on, out of the chair. Oh, come on. Chandler!
No. This is a girl fight. I'm hoping it'll turn into love play.
Okay, look, honey, I'm sorry that... And I'm acting hostile. I don't mean to. It's just that I love this game so much that I would just like a chance to play it a little too. Wow, it's amazing how well I can play with you yapping around my head like a chihuahua. All right, that's it. Chandler, come on. Help me get her out of the chair. Chandler, come on!
Ah.
Joey, could you get that? You in your room?
No, I'm picking you up for a date. Is it for you?
Oh, Lily, Joey, they're my favorite. Thank you.
And a brownie. Well, half a brownie. Actually, it's just a bag. It's a long walk from the flower shop, and I'm starting to feel faint, so...
Oh, man. This is so great! I feel like I'm going on a real date. Although I have a hint of morning sickness, and I'm wearing underwear that goes up to about there.
Hey, come on, now this is a real date. So, nice place you got here. Foosball, huh? Pizza box. Oh, subscription to Playboy. My kind of woman.
Yeah, actually, that's my roommate.
I would like to meet him. He sounds like a stand-up guy.
Yes, but he's very protective of me, so you better watch yourself.
Ah. Hey, so this roommate of yours, is he good-looking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It must be tough to keep your hands off him, huh?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's gay.
No, he's not. No, why are you trying to ruin the game?
Which brings us back, of course, to Greeley's theory of dominance. Okay, that's it for today. Does anyone know where the Freeman building is?
Yeah, it's the new building on Avenue A.
What? That's all the way across town. I'm supposed to teach a graduate seminar there in 10 minutes.
Ooh, dude, that's not going to happen.
Okay, move it! Hey, I'm the teacher! Hello. Sorry I'm a little late. A lot late. Well, let me start by introducing myself. I'm Professor Gellert. So, to sum up, I'm Professor Gellert. Good job today.
Now, the filet mignon, what comes with that?
There's a side of steamed vegetables.
Mm.
Now, instead of the vegetables, is there any way that I could substitute the 3-pound lobster?
You know what? Bring her both. And I'll have the same.
Wow, this is shaping up to be a pretty good date.
Oh, I almost forgot. I didn't pay you the rent yet.
Hey, whoa. No roommate stuff, okay? We're on a date.
Okay. Wow, so I get to see what Joey Tribbiani is like on a date. So do you have any moods?
No, I'm just myself, and they don't like me for... I'm sorry, I couldn't even get through that.
I knew it. Come on, tell me your moves.
I usually start by having a bottle of wine sent to my table from a fan.
Oh, my God. And that works?
Well, it does when you combine it with, this is so embarrassing. I just want to have a normal life.
Oh, you poor little famous man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, how about this one? I was going to wait until the end of the night to kiss you, but you're just so beautiful. I don't think I can.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic. I almost leaned in. I really almost did.
All right. So tell me one of your moves.
All right. So where'd you grow up?
That's your move? Boy, Rich, you're lucky you're hot.
Just answer the question.
Queens.
And so were you close to your parents?
Yeah, with my mom. Yeah, not so much with my dad.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess there's just always been this distance, you know? I mean, we both try to pretend it's not there, but it is.
It's gotta be rough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really tough. You know, sometimes I think, wow! Nice move. Where'd you grow up? So simple.
Thank you. Oh, no, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go to the restroom.
Okay.
And now you're watching me walk away.
Yes, I am again. So simple.
Hey.
You are not going to believe what I did today.
Well, I clearly wasn't showering or shaving.
I got good. I played this game all day, and now I rule at it. They should change the name of it to Miss Chandler. Although, I hope they don't.
Wait a minute. You stayed home all day and played Miss Pac-Man while I went off to work like some kind of chump?
And I got all the top 10 scores. I erased Phoebe off the board.
High five!
What is the matter with your hands?
Well, I've been playing it for like 8 hours. It'll loosen up. Come on, check out the scores. Oh, and also look at the initials. They're dirty words.
Chandler, why would you do that?
Because it's awesome.
You think this is clever?
Well, you know, they only give you 3 letters. So after A-S-S, it is a bit of a challenge.
But clearly you're up to the task. Hey, wait a minute, this one's not dirty.
Well, it is when you put it together with that one.
Oh. Well, if you don't clear this off, you won't be getting one of those from me. But Ben's coming over here tomorrow to play this game. This can't be there.
Come on, he won't even know what they mean.
Taylor, he's 7. He's not stupid.
Have you talked to him lately?
All right, look, I'm just going to unplug it.
No. If you unplug it, I have nothing to show for my day. It'll be like I was at work.
No.
Hey, look at that. Look at that, it's still there. This thing must have some kind of primitive relationship in it or something.
Wow. Now, on the dirty words and the computer talk, this is just the coolest you've ever been. Honey, you got to beat your scores.
With the claw.
Fine, I'll do it. Just got to get this off the screen. Carol and Susan are still upset that you taught him to pull my finger.
Pull my finger? My hand is messed up.
I am not going to answer that.
Oh, come on. Just pick one. Between Monica, Phoebe, Chandler, and Ross, if you had to. If you had to. Who would you punch?
No one. They are my friends. I wouldn't punch any of them.
Chandler?
Yeah, but I don't know why. I'm having such a wonderful time.
Me too. Hey, Rach, can I just say, I think this is the best date I ever had.
I know.
I've never laughed so hard. Did you see the wine come out of my nose?
Yes. Joey, I think everybody saw the wine come out of your nose.
I gotta say, I never knew I could enjoy the non-sex part of a date so much.
Well, that is because you have never been on a date with me before. All right, now don't judge me. I normally wait till my date leaves, but you live here. I'm ripping into the swan.
Oh, okay, well then you don't judge me. I'm going to suck on the cellophane from the brownie I had before. Oh, yeah.
So tell me, what are Joey Tribbiani's end-of-the-night moves?
Well, if I want the girl to kiss me, first thing I do is make my lips look irresistible.
How do you do that?
Now, you can't tell anyone, but, I put on shiny lip balm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like a moth to a flame, I'm telling you. Okay, all right, so now you go.
No, I don't want to say.
No.
How's this embarrassing?
More embarrassing than shiny raspberry lip balm? I didn't say raspberry before, did I? just tell me, Rick. Just tell me.
Okay. All right, stand up. Well, when we're at the door, I lightly press my lips against his and then move into his body just for a second. And then I make this sound. Okay, I know it didn't sound like anything, but I swear it worked.
Oh, well, yeah, that would work, yeah.
All right, I gotta go to bed. Honey, I had such a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Me too.
You were 50 minutes late to the class. What, did you crawl there?
No, I ran. Okay, it's really far. And when did people stop understanding the phrase, get the hell out of my way?
Well, why didn't you just take a cab?
Between the traffic that time of day and all the one-way streets, it'd take me twice as long. Besides, I teach the class three times a week. Who am I, Rockefeller?
Well, you're not going to be able to keep doing this.
Well, I have to. Okay, if I don't, they'll take the class away from me. And I already put it in my family newsletter.
You what?
You've seen it, the Geller Yeller.
Right. Wow.
Besides, I think I figured out a much faster route. I'm sure I can make it this time. I just can't be afraid to get a little bit hit by cars.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, remember last night how we were talking about that movie Cujo?
Oh, yeah. I still can't believe you haven't seen Cujo. What is wrong with you?
Relax. It's not like it's Citizen Kane.
Have you ever tried to sit through Citizen Kane?
Yeah, I know. It's really boring, but it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was thinking about renting Cujo sometime.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's do it tonight.
Well, don't you have that big day tonight?
All right.
Hey, Joey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
After our date last night, did you feel a little weird?
Oh, my God. You did, too? It totally freaked me out. What was that?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking it was the lobster.
Oh, yeah, the lobster.
I mean, I was up sick all night.
Yeah, me too, all night.
Really? How come we didn't cross paths?
Yeah, well, that's because I stayed in my room. Yeah, you don't want to look at my hamper.
I got that. I'll escape over there. I'll come back over here. All right, come on, Mr. Pac-Man. Got rest. Well, you're just a little bitch, aren't you? Hey, you guys. Listen, I'm sorry that I was hogging the game before. But if you don't get off soon, I will cut you. Oh, my God. Your friends have some unfortunate initials. They're all Chandler. Chandler Sutz, you couldn't have gotten this good.
I did.
But it came at a price.
Oh. Well, Ben's coming over tonight, and he can't see this.
Oh, come on. By age 7, kids have already seen orgies. Was it just me?
So, we're about out of time. Now, I know I've given you a lot of new information, and it may seem a little overwhelming. But if there's one thing you need to take away from class today, it's that dinosaurs ain't never coming back. I'll see you next time. Yeah. Ah, yes, I made it. I'm on time. Oh. Okay. Why don't we all open our books to page 23, where you will see a bunch of red spots. Okay, why don't you all start to read while I.
So embarrassing. I just want to have a normal life.
Wow, that's an expensive bottle of wine.
It is? That's funny. My fans don't normally do that.
Hey. Are you all right? You seem a little distracted.
No. I'm fine. It's just... Hey, can I ask you something? Have you ever looked at someone that you've known for a while and suddenly seen them in a different way?
You mean like from behind?
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? One time I saw this guy from behind, and he seemed like a totally normal guy. And then he turned around, and it was Stephen Baldwin.
Ooh. Yeah. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Totally. Well, would you excuse me for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh my God, Phoebe, you're on fire!
I know!
One more score to go, you can do it!
Go get James! Don't touch her!
All right, go left!
I can't! No! You son of a...
You're home. I'm watching Cujo.
Alone?
Yes. What is wrong with this dog?
Hey, did you get to the part where they're trapped in the car and Cujo's throwing himself at the windshield?
No. Seriously, what's wrong with the dog? Wait a minute. What's going home so early? What happened to your date?
Didn't work out.
Well, you want to watch the rest of the movie with me?
Okay, yeah.
You know, I never thought I would ever say this about a movie, but I really hope this dog dies. What are you doing over there? Come sit here. You protect me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Okay, that's him. That's Cujo. Cujo.
All right. Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
Oh my God, what's he gonna do now? I can't watch. Oh, seriously, how can you watch this? Aren't you scared?
Terrified.
Is everybody here? I got here a little early myself. Let us begin. Now, the Hydrosaurids have been unearthed in two main locations. Here. And here. Now, as for the Hydrosaurs...